And of course, we're a call-in home improvement show, so we take as many calls as we can possibly fit in. Tune in now while we share with you some of our favorites from last year. Let's run down to Chris.
Blanco Estates, where's that?
It is actually across the street from Green Acres, northwest of Tucson.
All right, very good.
All right, I'm actually calling to say thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
For last
Thanks
week.
Thanks for thanking us.
The guy you had on talking about the radon?
Yes, Mr. Bob Brown, Arizona Foundation Solutions.
And explaining how it was a factor in lung cancer?
Yeah.
And how smoking related to it at the same time?
Yes.
It was the last little bit of information I needed that kicked that habit.
You quit smoking?
Absolutely, 100% right then and there.
Were you mid-drag, or did you finish the cigarette?
I had half a cigarette left. I debated for half an hour whether or not to finish it or just throw it away. I finished it. I said, I love you, but you're killing me. I got to go. And I flicked it. I have not touched or seen one since.
All right, so Rosie on the house gets some credit for Chris in Tucson stopping smoking.
And yes, very much so.
And you went cold turkey, and you quit last week, and so we're on like day seven,
right?
We
need to put a timer to call you in 6 months to make sure.
You go right ahead, but I guarantee you that smoking's done.
All right.
How long did you smoke, Chris?
I started when I was 21. And I am 39.
Okay.
So about 18 years, under 20.
Well, fantastic, man. That is a great little call of encouragement. That's enough. That's just one more benefit that we find of showing up every Saturday morning. Chris, congratulations. Anytime you get tempted to pick up a pack and light up again, give us a ring and let's see if we can't talk you out of it.
Or you could go listen to that podcast as a reminder.
Right.
It'll live on our website for 3 years, but we keep it in the archives and definitely at the office.
Oh, Chris, thanks a bunch for the phone call. We love notes of encouragement like that. Let's go to Chuck. Good morning, Chuck.
Well, good morning.
What are you trying to get done today, my friend?
I am so outside of my skill level. It's just embarrassing. I've got my girlfriend has a sliding glass door on the back of her house. It takes two men and a boy to open at all, and the track is apparently goofed up and the wheels are goofed up, and I have no clue where to start. Isn't that just the dumbest thing you ever heard? I don't know where to begin.
Well, some of those can be with insulated glass if they're 8 foot tall. Some of those can be real monsters to try and get in or out.
This is a standard 39 square footer. This is just a 6.5 by 6.
Good. Is it single pane glass?
It's a dual pane.
It is dual pane.
It's very flexible. It's just within lifting strength.
Can you lift it up and get it out of the track?
Yes.
Okay. Well, once you've done that, then just lay it on its side, extract the rollers that are out of that, take that to an Ace Hardware store, and most of those Ace Hardware stores sell those replacement, get them in the steel ball bearing style, not the nylon style. And
so that's kind of a generic thing?
Say again?
It's kind of generic. I mean, it's pretty much one
Yes.
Okay,
they've got some pretty universal ones that'll fit in. But you take out the one you've got there and bring it in. That's what I always do.
Okay. Do they do the same thing with the track?
Well, I'd get the runners in there and see if the runners don't solve the problem, because I'm thinking what's happened. What generally happens with these is the rollers get bad, or the spring tension adjustment in those gets bad, and then the window, the actual door unit itself, starts sliding on the track. The track's probably okay. We just got to get the new wheels in there to elevate the unit up off of that so it quits dragging. Get it back.
Okay, but Ace Hardware. So I just take the wheels off there and walk out Ace Hardware and say, hello, I'm a dummy. Here's my part. You got one?
Yeah, and you don't even have to say I'm a dummy.
Well, I admit it in front of you. Get it over with early. thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. If you get stumped, then we've always got the company in the Rosie Network in the Phoenix area, the Arizona Screen Tech, and they rebuild all those all the time. They were recently at our house rebuilding the back patio sliding door at our house. So that would be your second option if you aren't able to find it. Mike, why don't you bring in Gary, I believe, who's been on hold the longest, and we'll see if we can't help him out this morning, calling from Avondale. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
What you up to, my friend?
Well, I'm sitting here having a cup of coffee listening to UBS. That's fair.
Can you grade the BS on a one to five?
Well, I give you probably a five.
Hey, if you're listening, it must be pretty good.
That's a compliment. We take that as a compliment. Thank you, sir.
We built a custom-built home about 20 years ago. It's slump block.
Nice.
And we own 10 acres, and it sets on 2 acres.
Nice.
Anyway, we're wanting to remodel the master bathroom. And what it has in there now is a marble composite-like material.
Cultured marble. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very, very popular in custom homes 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, we're having issues with mold.
Okay.
And we can't seem to get rid of it, and we want to get something in there that, in the shower area especially, that we kind of maintenance-free.
Okay.
Or we're looking for someone who could possibly help us out.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, for bathroom remodeling, I would highly encourage you, next time you're coming into town, get over to 75th Avenue and Bell on the southwest corner of that intersection is a bath showroom called Rebath. And take a look at there. They are a full-service design-build bathroom and kitchen remodeling company. And nobody does bathrooms, more bathrooms a year than those guys.
Okay.
So I would encourage you to start there. I can tell you that, Stan, the master bathrooms that we've been tearing out and putting mm-hmm. back together, mm-hmm. Gary did say he was sitting down.
Yes, he was.
So we can probably talk about this number. And Gary, keep the phone up by your head so we can hear if you stop breathing or your head hits the floor.
Yeah, and have a pillow handy to cushion your head.
He's going to regrade our BS after this.
Exactly. Well, our master bathroom remodels.
Complete tear out to stud.
Complete tear out, back to bare stud condition, new cabinets, new countertops, new flooring.
New lighting.
New lighting, a nice tile shower with a glass enclosure. They're running about $600 to $700 per square foot of floor space.
Gary?
Hello?
Gary?
Hello?
Oh, am I still on the air?
Yeah,
so don't use that four-letter word yet. Okay?
Yes.
So, master bathroom, because you're packing in so much, and you say you have a custom home, so you're going to want to stay in the nicer finishes, that's $500 to $600 a square foot is kind of the starting range if we're tearing everything out to studs.
Right.
We can even move some fixtures for that, like we did up at 56th Street and Bell.
Yep.
We relocated some drains, created that new shower.
If you're going to take a tub out and, enlarge a shower, you're going to have to probably remove some concrete and relocate.
Well, that's another issue. We have a shower, and then we have this big tub.
Right, right.
And I think we've used the tub maybe 3 times in 20 years.
Exactly, exactly. So, we hear that every time we go out on one of these. Why did they put that big tub in there? Well, that was the thing.
But
we're tearing them out faster than, it's a real popular feature to get rid of.
Contact Rebath, Gary. I think you'll be real happy. You can get in and see their showroom at 75th and Bell on your side of town. They've also got one in Mesa, and then it's down at Albernon and Speedway in Tucson. Good morning, George.
Good morning. I got to throw a little advertising for you. I'm restoring a 84-year-old Ford, and when I get it finished, I'll bring it over to Don Sanderson's.
Oh, what is it?
It's a 35 Ford Slope.
Oh, man. Send me a picture at info@rosieonhouse.com.
I'll do it.
All right.
And anyway, that's why I need a refrigerator to put in my garage.
Oh, so this isn't a refrigerator for drinks and snacks. This is an AC unit to keep the car cool.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I want something to keep the beer and the pop and the water cool so I don't have to come in the house. I get a lot of people dropping by my house.
Oh, I bet. You're working on a car like that, you get a lot of friends you didn't know you had.
So anyway, the question I got, Rosie, is I just want to buy a used fridge, and I just wonder do I want a frost free or the type you have to defrost?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be hard for you to buy a used one that isn't frost-free that defrosts itself automatically, unless you go back and buy one that's the same vintage of that 35 slope that you're restoring. But it, you know, do you have any kind of air conditioner, evap cooler, or any kind of cooling system on the garage at all?
I got an evap cooler.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't matter, George. You just buy whatever good used refrigerator you want. And I know you're way out in Santan Valley, but I'll tell you, one of the places that I buy used scratch and dent appliances all the time for my rental properties and stuff like that is a place in Sunny Slope called B&B Appliance. It'll come with a warranty and everything. You know, it could be an $800 refrigerator with a scratch on the backside that he's letting go for like $360, and you get the manufacturer's warranty. So,
okay. So, and then do you have any close address B&B Appliance?
It's like 7th Street and Dunlap.
Okay.
We're talking about millennials and first-time home buyers. We've asked first-time home buyers to give us a ring. We've got Matthew calling, 28 years old, buying his first home. He fits exactly into this demographic of a millennial. Let's see how we can help him out. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, man. Super fantastic. What does Rosie on the House have to do to get younger people to listen to the program? Do we have to? We don't have to start using y'all's music, do we?
No,
oh,
I
good.
Hope not.
Good.
Do you identify good. Yourself as a millennial?
Yeah, no, I think of myself as a millennial. However, the music isn't something that I identify with.
All right. Now, this report says a millennial, ideally the majority, want a 2,500 square foot home in the suburbs with a wall around the backyard, room for a pet. Does that fit kind of squarely with what you're looking to do?
That I'm going to have a home inspection on a house today that fits that example perfectly.
All right. Now, this is your first home. You've been,
yes, sir.
You've been renting, or have you been back at home with the folks?
No, I've been renting.
Okay. And you're renting down in town, and you're moving out a little bit, or were you already on the edges of downtown and out in the suburbs?
I have an apartment on 40th Street in McDowell.
Okay.
And actually moving up into a nicer neighborhood that's only a couple blocks away on 39th Street and Palm.
Okay.
There's a little corner lot there. But the neighborhood is just, there's green grass and it's spread out, so it's exactly what I wanted there. So
very nice. So you went home shopping. You knew what you were looking for. Is it just for you, or do you have a family?
I have a fiance that I love very much and a dog.
All right. Very good. So had to have room for them.
Yep, absolutely.
How many square feet did you buy, or are you buying?
I am buying it's 968 square feet.
Okay, on mature landscaping lot, kind of an older neighborhood.
Yeah, it's got the floodyards.
Lots of character in the neighborhood. That's a great area.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, I really like it. We me and my fiance, we actually used to go for walks through that neighborhood every night with our dog, and we actually didn't think that we were going to find a house in that area in our price range, and it just so happened this one house that we found just fit perfectly in our price range, and we just went for it.
Oh, man, that's great. Now, Matthew, do you happen to be a vet?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right.
But I support them. I got lots of friends that are.
Yeah, no, I mean, the vet financing right now is just unbelievable. So, now, what's your fiance's name?
Sonny.
Okay, now what is the first thing Sonny's going to do to that house when y'all get in it?
She's going to paint it.
All right. Okay, that's an interior paint or an exterior paint?
Both.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, and is she good with color?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you going to let her have the full say of what colors and...
I'll chime in a little bit, but I usually sit back and I just I pick up the paintbrush and do what she says.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Other than painting, what other projects are you going to try and tackle?
In my backyard, I've got to have a fire pit.
Yeah.
Probably going to put a horseshoe pit in.
Okay.
Things like that. Set up some type of outside kitchen because we like to cook at home a lot. So. Yeah. Somewhere out there with a cooler and a grill.
Oh, man, that sounds great. Now, have you visited the website Belgard Pavers?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you've got to get their idea book and take a look at that. For any of your backyard ideas, get to Bell Garden. Take a look at what they've got, the outdoor kitchens, the fire pits, and all of that.
How's that spelled?
B-E-L-G-A-R-D, Bell Garden. All right, so Matthew, millennial, buying a little house, and keep him on the line because I tell you what we're going to do, Romy. We're going to buy all the Pittsburgh paint it's going to take to paint the inside of that house right there at the PPG store on 32nd Street in Thomas.